Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We were talking about last week on the show and jobs and the way corporations, you know, try to get you to buy into it. And we talked about young people not buying into it, blah, blah, blah. And one of the things you've seen over corporations, especially because they make them big because of are these big conventions they have to where the CEO makes a crazy entrance, you know. And you see them all the time, too, because CEOs are – that's the only time it gets to be a rock star, because most CEOs are complete dorks. I mean, they're great businessmen, but they're just complete dorks.
But yeah. Really want to be rock stars.
They want to be rock stars.
It's like the footage of all those Microsoft guys dancing at the window.
That was part of it, yeah.
But yeah.
That made it viral.
Nerds trying to be cool.
Nerds yep. trying to – and just or just the main guy showing up on stage – rocking something nerdy, and but he thinks it's cool. And well, this ended up bad for a CEO of a what's the company called?
It's a tech company called Vistex.
Yeah, you can watch it because it's not that it's a faraway shot, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, this
he comes down. They're lowering him down some basket.
There were two guys in there. Yeah. There was two cool. guys in there, and I
and you know the nerdy CEO is going, and probably the CFO too. You know. Yeah.
So the company is based in Illinois, it says, but this was happening in India.
So they probably it was probably a huge like corporate trip, you know. Is it a worldwide country company too?
It must be a global company of some sort. It says Vistex CEO Sanjay Shah and President Vishwantha. I'm gonna butcher that name.
Yeah, I think you butchered it. You bitched that one too.
Yeah, you did.
Close enough.
Whatever.
Yeah, close enough.
I butchered the word butcher.
Inside an iron cage that was being lowered onto a stage as part of this grand entrance to a company party. And it's, again, the video is from, I don't know, what do you think, probably 25, 30 rows back from the stage.
Yeah, you can watch it without being too disturbed.
And
at least.
So they said the thing was about 15, 20 feet above the stage. This thing's coming down out of the rafters.
And they're saying, yeah, and the crowd's starting to cheer. And they're the stars.
One side of the basket, the cable breaks, and so it tips to the side. Yeah. And you see the two bodies go tumbling out. And one guy apparently landed head down, and he's dead now.
Oh, so only one guy died, right?
Okay, well, the other guy,
they both fell out.
How long was the fall? 20 feet?
15, 20 feet, yeah. And
that is survivable.
The CEO
not if you land on your head.
Not if you land on your head.
No. Yeah, the CEO dead on impact. The president left in
meeting
in
over, though.
Critical
meeting
condition.
Over. You know, the meeting's over. Go back to partying at the hotel.
See, those people really lucked out. They didn't have to sit through the rest of whatever that presentation was going to be.
Oh, and the guys right below them were probably jubilant.
Yep. Yeah. Somebody's getting promoted.
Somebody's going to get a raise.
Yeah, they actually were there to celebrate Vistex Asia's Silver Jubilee, Todd. So they were jubilant.
They were at a bar that evening discussing who he thinks he's going to get that job.
Yeah. Doing impressions of him falling out of the basket.
No, they started discussing that immediately after his head hit the floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of vultures.
Jesus.
There had to be some rank-and-file employees in the crowd, like, stifling laughter.
Oh, easily.
Oh, the guys near the back went, whoa.
Especially the original fall, because we talk about people, when you fall, people laugh at you. Now, they might have went, oh, my God, he's dead. Oh, my God. That kind of thing. But
I wonder how many of them felt bad.
If you don't like the guy,
I'm sure there might be some
people. Death on people,
yeah.
Except for one guy.
But I mean, you got to figure there's very few. If this guy was based in Illinois, where the company is headquartered, and this is just their Mumbai office, there probably weren't even that many people in the room who even knew the guy.
Right, we don't know.
I mean, certainly not personally. Yeah.
When I was working for Walgreens, subsidiary, whatever, they said they made $5 billion that year, but nobody was getting any extra money. Yeah. If I would have been in a thing and that CEO fell out and died, that would have been pretty funny.
Did you watch the video of this? I mean,
I did, yeah.
I mean, you see, like I say, they freeze frame it later on in the articles where you can see the silhouette of the guy's bodies passing in front of the giant screen behind them.
Oh, really?
And it's,
yeah.
Yeah, and you could tell one guy is definitely going down head first, and that's
God's plan, right? God's plan. That's in, yeah. Look, God's there. That's the Ishnu, whatever it is.
Vishnu.
There's 5,000 gods out there.
Yeah,
you don't know which gods.
There's lots of different gods.
The Hindus have a lot of gods.
By the way. Yeah, because apparently God wanted C.J. Stroud to get his ass waxed this past weekend, which is kind of funny. Jesus. He likes Jesus.
And he did.
Jesus wanted him to get his ass waxed this weekend, which is actually kind of funny. You know?
That was mainly for rimming purposes.
Yeah.
They also lost the football game.
Yeah, they did lose. Yeah, I was actually rooting for him for a second. I'm thinking, I don't really like that dude, and so good for them. You know?
No, not a fan.
No. Yeah, my son hates him.
Looking at this video, I think that's like that's one of those things you can give credit to Steve Jobs for. He never tried to be cool. He just embraced the fact that he was a nerd.
Well, they walked out and still were stars at these conventions, but he didn't come out in a floating boat.
No, but I mean, Steve Jobs, it was the jeans and the black turtleneck, and that was just like his look, and he didn't try to.
Well,
be anything
if you watch
different.
Him dance, if you watch him dancing at that thing, he was trying to dance too. And
was he in that video?
Yes.
That was a bunch of the other guys.
No, he's in that.
That was the Microsoft.
It's an older video though.
I thought that was the Microsoft guys, not the Apple.
No, you see. No, not Jobs. You see,
Wozniak.
No,
I thought it was the guy from the Clippers.
No, it was his Jobs, the bowl haircut guy, right? Yeah. No.
No, Jobs was kind of balding.
No, who's the guy that hangs out with Buffett?
Munger.
Oh,
not anymore.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, Gates.
Yeah.
Gates is in that video, puss. That's right.
Yeah.
He's out there dancing.
It's
like
him
that,
and
right?
Steve Ballmer. That's the guy I'm thinking.
That's
of.
Right. Freaking out.
He's the owner of the Clippers, and that guy loses his crap daily.
Yeah, they're nerds, man. But, you know, rich nerds, so good for them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see speaking of the Clippers, so they're building a new arena for the Clippers, you know?
Yeah.
In L.A. Did you see what they're doing with the one end zone?
Yeah, they're calling it the wall.
Yeah. But there's rules to sitting. It's like 50-some rows of continuous seats straight up behind one basket.
Right.
And you can't wear opposing team's gear. You have to buy the tickets from the Clippers, and you have to, if you want to resell them, you have to resell them through the Clippers. So they put like
so
these.
So they want just real fans there?
They don't want anybody distracting someone from making a free throw?
They want only Clippers fans sitting behind those
and
that basket.
And no secondary market, so they can just pay the regular Clippers price, right?
Right.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
You know? Because they're obviously their second fiddle in L.A. behind the Lakers, but still, they still have fans out there.
Nothing against the rules there.
Yeah, it's 51 uninterrupted rows. I'm looking up the rules here.
I think that not letting somebody wear opposing team gear is kind of lame.
The wall will stand tall behind one basket, requires spectators to not cheer for opposing teams or wear their gear. Season tickets will range from $5,000 to $25,000.
It's like if you're somebody that has season tickets, you have a pair of season tickets, you have a friend who's a fan of the other team, why not?
Yeah, because I watch a lot of NBA my son likes to watch it. And when the Celtics travel, there's Celtic fans at every place, you know, because it's
fun to tell your buddy that, nah, you can't wear your gear.
Yeah.
If you were a diehard fan, now you can't wear your stupid Celtic gear to the game. Yeah. Sorry.
And you can't cheer for your team.
Yeah. And it's
they're trying to keep stupid Laker gear out of there too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet that has a lot to do with it. Yeah.
It's a very steep grade up behind. There's a photo here I'm looking at from like the top of this thing.
Is it like upper deck at Arrowhead steep?
Yeah. But if you're at the free throw line, it literally will be the only thing you're able to see is just this wall of Clippers fans. So that's what they're trying to do is, I guess, create a home court advantage with that particular section. The Intuit Dome apparently opens next year, before the 24-25 season.
So this came out of Overland Park. And it sounds like a messed up Chief fan, but nothing to do with the Chiefs, obviously. But if you're in Overland Park area, it's probably a Chief fan. A couple kept their dead grandpa, or probably their dad.
They were
61. The dad was like 81. Mummified in his bed. He just died there and left him there and let him just lay there for 6 years. To cash his Social Security checks.
Yeah. Oh.
And when people would call and want to talk to him, they would always make excuses that why he can't come to the phone. But I'm thinking, nobody visited? I don't know the details. Maybe they're out of towners. Who knows? When does that go from, they bring a bunch of lie-ins, so it doesn't stink? When does it go from just, how long does it take from dead body to smell to never, no smell?
To mummified and it's fine now?
Yeah, I don't know. Did they mummify it
somewhere
themselves?
Somewhere less than 6 years.
Yeah. Because obviously it didn't stink.
No, well, I mean, it had to stink at some point.
It did.
Is there something you could put down? Can you, lime?
It doesn't. Get that call, by the way, we should just trace that call.
Yeah, no, yeah. Don't call if you know that answer, please.
Somebody knows that answer, but what does mummified mean? Something just, what's the, we all, you know, we all, we're thinking of being wrapped up in something like that. But
yeah, did
maybe
they put
it was wrapped
a
up
process?
In
a
sheet. They
maybe they wrapped him up in some blankets or something. They collected more than $200,000 in retirement benefits over the course of 6 years. He died. I love this. The guy had a pacemaker. So they
know exactly when he died.
They know exactly that he died in 2016 because that's when the pacemaker stopped working.
Yeah, there was a time on it. Yeah, it just said right there. That's how they knew. Yeah.
They could dig the pacemaker out of the body and go, oh, yeah, he died
in
2016.
First of all, why did they turn themselves in? Because I thought it sounded like they turned themselves in.
Yeah, it does. It said the Overland Park police didn't discover the body until 2022 after his son-in-law called police to report his death. So maybe
they start feeling bad?
Yeah, it was. The guy who called was one of the ones that's charged. Lynn and Kirk Ritter, both 61, continued depositing and spending from the bank account even while the body became mummified on a bed.
So he was a son-in-law. That means his wife was the daughter. So maybe the daughter was a complete psycho, and he went along with it for a while and just felt guilty.
Yeah, what made him call after 6 years?
Yeah, so what's the recourse? They're going to jail? Do they have to pay that money back?
They are.
Both, probably both.
They're charged with fraud charges. So, and these are federal charges because that's retirement money. So I would guess they probably are going away.
Yeah,
because I'm guessing they don't have $216,067 to just pay back.
Probably not. Yeah. But he's laying
there. They spend it all on Mountain Dew and scratch-off tickets.
Oh, in the morning. So, you might just close the door. We're not going to go in there.
Yeah, well, that room doesn't exist for the next 6 years.
So does it stink for a year, and then it goes away?
I gotta think there's a long period of time where the stank is pretty nasty.
Yeah, they had to use probably some candles or something like that,
right. And anybody who knows the answer to that, we have to be suspicious about.
Yeah,
well, they only stink for about a year.
Or a cop.
And a half.
We'll get a cop, or even our doctor will probably check in on that.
And generally,
it had to be an overwhelming odor for a while.
The stank is generally what gets people caught in these situations because the neighbors end up smelling it and going, Jesus, it smells like somebody died in there.
Well, I got here's a story. My daughter lives in an apartment complex in Lawrence. And she also works there, too, part-time, so in the office. And somebody kept complaining about a smell in one of the apartments. And they kept showing up at the apartment next to them to try to find out the smell was coming from there. And long story short, the cops wouldn't bust in because Now, this is a lot of students, but it's also a complex where some regular people live, too, people that just live and work in Lawrence. So the guy, it wouldn't go in because the cop said, we can't bust down because we don't know. You're not allowed to bust down a door unless they
probable
know for
cause.
A fact somebody's in trouble. Right?
Yeah,
right.
They need probable cause of a crime.
So it lasted another month or so, and then he finally got a hold. This guy had a sister from out of state, and she eventually flew the town. And she was allowed to get permission, and they busted in, and the dude was laying between his bed and the wall, dead.
Oh,
for how long?
Yeah, for probably
a month or more.
3 weeks, 3 weeks to a month. Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, my daughter works there, and they told you guys. They asked her if she heard her the other person. You want to go in? She said no.
No,
that's you guys' job. You
no,
know?
we're good.
Yeah. Why would she want to go in?
Well, because she was at that point probably serving as an assistant manager.
Did
the place.
She suggest that she just leave him there and see how long it is before he stops stinking? That would be a nice little experiment.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just leave him there, and we'll find out how long.
Well, she didn't live near. Yeah. She didn't live near. Her apartment was not near this guy, but she had to go obviously because somebody kept complaining about the smell.
My dad wants to know how long it takes a decomposing body to stop stinking.
That's why I think these people had to have done something.
It's for work.
They had to have done something to this body to keep the stank down, or they would have gotten caught.
Oh, yeah.
They just poured baking
There's
soda
There's no way you make it.
It
6 years without doing something about the stank.
Apparently, the sister was pissed. The cops were not going in earlier, thinking he could eat, but whatever. So
by the
know.
Time the stank
the rules
was
are, the
problem.
Rules are that you can't bust in, apparently. A cop just can't bust in unless there's real probable cause,
you gotta
I
get
guess.
A relative's
yeah,
permission.
Just because you're missing doesn't mean anything, you know. You know, I don't know. But he was just laying there between the bed, and he wasn't even that old, you know, mid-50s, something like that. I don't know.
Did getting stuck kill him?
Don't know. I don't know the details, except I know that she said the apartment next to him was stanking for a long time.
Oh, that's terrible.
And now to think about that, they're thinking, oh, that's what that was the whole time we're just hanging out in our apartment. Yeah. Well, that was that smell.
Somebody,
a guy rotting on the door right next to him.
Somebody
you know?
in the apartment next door was sleeping every night with a dead body and yeah. like and just
probably
like
wall to wall.
Two chunks of drywall and some 2x4s separated.
Right next to him. Right next to him.
Yeah.
You're right, puss.
Slept yeah. next door to a dead body for about a month. There.
God.
Well, you can fart freely.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.